Good morning. Second time today, the captain's log. Right back at you. Richie Lease. Lease, I say, yes?
Lease.
I used to say Lala because you used to Lala go by that.
Lala was a nickname, yeah.
That was your thing, right? So that was the only way I knew you.
Yeah. It's anytime
and
someone says Lala.
And Christina's in the back riding for the second time. Yes. Is this the second time in a week?
Second time.
Oh, my goodness.
This time I'm in the back seat, though.
Yeah.
Back seat.
You got demoted.
That's the way I like to do interviews in the car.
You got demoted.
It sounded like you were about to do a cheer or something.
Back seat, windows up. I might have to get rid of mine. Mine might slow.
No, it's good. You can
Actually, once we start getting steady, we can steady it up.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Do this.
So welcome back, guys. This Richie, your first shot. First time in the log.
This is my first time in the log.
That's a big move.
It is a big move. I actually, people have been texting me, asking me if they could sponsor, give me money so I could plug them on your log. So I want to say, hey to Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah. Oh, that's very nice of them. Thank
Conan
you.
Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Jimmy Fallon, I think.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah,
they actually asked me if I could
shout it out.
Yeah,
it happens.
They wanted to go live, but they weren't giving me enough funds. So.
Right. Yeah, it happens. That's typical.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this sugar-free vodka. I don't even drink, but
yeah, the vodka's sugar-free and gluten-free.
And gluten-free.
And all organic. Come on, I'm freaking doing the work of the Lord here.
Wow. Yeah.
How many more things do I need to do with this vodka?
Does the vodka also take away your sins? Because
I think so. I think so, yeah.
It at least lets you forget them.
Yeah, it'll definitely repress
yes.
them, right?
Yes.
That's what I say, yes. So guys, thanks for joining us. You guys get big show at Off the Hook on Saturday night and Sunday.
Yeah.
8:30 on Sunday and tomorrow, Saturday at 10:30. That'd be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Richie, what have you been doing, man? You were in Florida, right? Started?
Yeah.
Did you start in Florida?
In Philly.
You started in Philly.
I'm from Philly. Moved to Florida.
Moved to Florida. And where were you in Florida?
I was based on the East Coast. Boca and Miami.
Okay. And then you did all those clubs and you came up like a bunch of the guys, which is really cool. And then you moved to
Los Angeles.
You got to fill in the blanks. I don't know the whole story, man. I love you,
but
I don't follow you.
I see you like it.
I'm not like...
You're really good.
Dude, I don't really know like the whole thing. I'm just kind of like working the technique here. This is what I'm supposed to do.
No, I feel you.
I
moved to Los Angeles. That's where I'm based out. So I based 8 weeks on each coast at a time. I have my place in L.A.
Yep.
But because I'm touring on the weekend, so I plan 8 weeks on the West Coast, 8 weeks on the East Coast.
So where, when you're on the East Coast, where else are you performing?
Oh, I'm going to be performing at the Meisner Park Comedy Club with Jimmy Schubert on March 15th.
That's cool.
Super cool.
Great guy, very funny comic. That's a good show. What do you do? You kind of book like, hey, look, I'm going to do this little run. I'm going to go to...
Yeah, so I started with a 4-month tour.
Okay.
All the places I want to see friends and family.
Yeah, that's great. That's the way to do it.
That's how it works out. And that's what I'm focusing on.
And you're funny enough that you can call and get on these shows.
Yeah. So now I'm booking ahead and it's great. I'm about 6 months ahead.
Like Christina, she just travels all around. She doesn't give a damn.
I don't.
She doesn't care if she works, if she plays, if she's an artist, whatever. She's just happy to be alive.
Jetting off to Atlanta and then North Carolina soon, just meeting different people.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. So, how long have you been doing comedy?
Me? 18 years.
18 years.
I know.
And it's legal.
And it's funny because you were at Off the Hook years ago, and then you even did a New Year's show, right, there?
I did. I met a very close friend of mine is Chris Frangiola.
Yeah.
Who I met that night with Heather McDonald.
Wow.
And Chris and I still do shows together. We're still hanging out.
I got him coming back sometime soon, I think.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I'll come hang out. Please.
Okay. He's very funny.
Oh, Chris is great.
So at the time, a lot of your act, you did this music, and I'm saying this because I heard you just went on the radio and said you weren't really doing that now, and I was surprised.
Yeah.
You had this, this beatboxing thing that you used to do.
Yeah.
Do you not do it in your show as much anymore?
Well, I do it.
I need you to bust out a few beats.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good move.
Yeah, so
I got to see that.
I do a new thing.
I taught Richie how to beatbox, by the way.
He's the most impressive beatboxing captain.
Correct.
Of the seven C's. There's an eighth C, but we don't really talk about it.
Ryan, you
beatboxed. That's an imposter.
Yeah.
That's an imposter.
You got to do it.
No, my beatboxing, I mean, back in the day, I was like, you know,
Once you get to a level,
I taught Richie. Yeah, yeah, now
I'm
retired.
Getting paid, it's not worth even letting anyone know.
Obviously, that's... unless they're recording in my freaking studio, I'm not going to start busting out beats.
Yeah, Jay-Z doesn't just walk around rapping.
Exactly. Snoop Dogg isn't like, yo, let me break it down for you one time. Right, right. No, yeah. Come
on. Walt Disney isn't giving away characters.
That's right. He's not drawing artwork on the sidewalks. Jeez. All right, let me hear some beats.
All right. So I'm working on a new beat, actually.
Okay.
I'm working on a new beatbox, which is a little more advanced than what I do, but it's So that's
That's pretty dope,
it's
dude.
Tough.
It's pretty
tough.
Dope. It's pretty amazing.
I like that you say dope. As
yeah, because
well.
I break. Yeah, because I want to keep it real.
on the log. I'm not even being
after,
a jerk. I love
after
that
break,
word.
After
I
he beatboxes, you have
there
to.
Was, it's dope.
And
dope is
he
the,
put me
the
in the vibe
it.
Right into it.
Yes. One of my fondest memories from your club is one night. Al Jackson and I were driving
back.
Oh,
Al, how's he doing?
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah.
He's crushing
it. He's doing really good.
I just talked to him yesterday, actually.
Tell him to call me. We'll bring him back.
Yeah.
I haven't had him for a while.
He and I were driving back to the East Coast, and I beatboxed the entire way, and he rapped the entire way. And it was one of the most fun rides we've ever had.
Did you do it live?
No, we didn't.
It was before live, right?
It was before live.
I know. So many good stuff. Like, yeah. Yeah, then you and then you're always wondering what the next piece of content you're gonna put out. It's like I had so much good stuff.
You know,
jewels.
We should find a local musician or a rapper or something that wants to come, and we'll do a beatbox in your car.
Oh, we could do
with
that.
Them
rapping. We could
really
do
cool.
that.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Yeah. That would be very fun.
We'll talk about
I think
Santa.
Christina should bust out a few
rhymes
with you. With your. Bust it out one time.
Bust it out.
Feel the beat. Feel the beat.
Captain's log, and we ain't dealing with no fog. And we got a show coming up tomorrow night. Join us, it'll be alright. What's up? That was just off the top.
The beat's flowing, and my mind's growing. We ain't gonna get no songs because this shit is. Done.
That was pretty awesome,
done.
Guys.
Yeah, we broke it down. We broke it down. Totally.
A car full of white guys.
Totally.
Amazing.
You can put that up there if you don't have to hold it, or if it doesn't.
It'll fall.
No, it's great.
Can,
he's got a.
You okay? Yeah.
He put his knee there just for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're live on Christina's Facebook as well, right?
Yes. Because you can turn it off. It's getting annoying.
No, it's okay. You can do it. You are live. You already shared it.
I shared it.
Yeah. Oh, did you forget?
No, I forgot.
Oh, it's amazing. Do you know that, like, literally 9 out of 10 times when I tell somebody how to do it and walk them through it and then we go live?
They forget.
They forget every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
I still don't know how to do it. Oh, maybe I do this.
You just have to hit the share. It's just one button and then, boom, you're in. But so it's 11 o'clock. And as a comic, what's the rest of your day going to be like?
Sleeping?
Oh my God. You could have said, like, you're going to get on, you're going to try to promote the show, you're going to do some recording, you're going to write some freaking.
Oh, wait. Did
jokes.
You say, what am I doing after this? I thought you said, what am I doing after the shows?
Oh, no. Right now. After we're done on the log.
I actually have some writing to do. I'm promoting the shows. I'm going to meet some people at local restaurants to talk about the events
good
that are
for you.
Going on.
Yeah, a lot of guerrilla marketing.
We have that brunch with Beyonce, don't forget.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's
that's
been
true.
Trying to hang out like all week.
Of course.
We're like,
always.
Beyonce, come on, we've got things to do.
She's
like,
texting
I don't know
me.
Who you think you are.
She slid into my DMs so many times.
You know.
She's a nice lady. Who's the best, most famous person that ever messaged you or DM'd you that you were like, wow? I'm going to ask you both.
Okay.
You go ahead.
Okay. All right, you go first.
Tim Howard.
Who's that?
Goalkeeper for the United States, which happens to be my celebrity crush. And he messaged me when I was married, and I was like, told my husband,
when
like,
you
look,
were,
any
so...
10 girls you want, let me have this one.
10? He could have 10 for that one?
And he was like, no.
Wow,
no.
That was a good move, though. 10.
I mean, I don't even know. I mean, Tim Howard
ex,
was actually, Tim Howard was very nice, very professional. My head went there, his wasn't.
And
he was just being a nice person.
He
because
slid
I was
into
the same.
Your DMs? Uh-huh. Or, and what did he say?
Well, see, I wore his jersey to the game, but I got it, I tailored it. I can sew. So I tailored it so it like fit like a women's fit, you know, not just that boxy right. jersey. And so one of their people that does promotions for them noticed it and they were like, where'd you get this jersey? Like, I think a lot of women would like it, you know, it's a cool thing. I'm like, well, I made it myself. You guys should probably make women's cut jerseys.
Right, exactly.
But I took some pictures with it and stuff and tagged him and said, you know, go Tim Howard, go Colorado
so really,
Rapids.
So really, you just wore some hot.
It. He saw it.
Yeah. Stuff, and you
so it
like,
wasn't really tailored. Yeah. When she says tailored, she made a bikini.
She's like, I'm no longer married.
She made a bikini top out of it.
No, it's on my Instagram. You can check it out. I've got it. But Tim Howard saw it, and he said, you know, saw the jerk that liked that. That's cool.
Ron Howard's youngest brother?
Let me know when you're back, and, you know, we'll give you some tickets to the game. Just real nice professional guy.
Invite him out tonight.
Yeah, you
tomorrow.
Should. Yeah, fly in from Colorado, Tim.
Hey, you got that pro.
You got all those points. You got those points from traveling.
Yeah.
Just use them up, man. Use them up.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll make you your own jersey.
Do you have a famous DM story? Or text? Text or DM?
There's a lot of guys that I talk to regularly, but something really funny that didn't happen to me, but I was sitting with Julian McCullough.
Julian McCullough
from me and everything. Just had a special on Comedy Central. Mm-hmm. And we're...
he was just at the club.
We just did a fundraiser for a senior home. And he gets a text from an unknown number. He goes, do you recognize this number? And I said, no. And he goes, oh, I wonder who it is. He opens it up, and it's a picture of a Orthodox Jewish couple, like a young couple standing next to each other.
Yeah.
And he goes, what should I write back? And as he's saying that, he looks at me, looks down, types something, and sends. And he wrote, new phone, hubris. And I just thought that was the funniest thing I've ever
That's
seen.
That's funny. That is funny. So one time, I got a call from he didn't slide into my DMs, but Dice called me out of the clear blue.
Yeah.
And I was figuring that everybody in the world could do a Dice impression, right? So like you could call and you don't know exactly, like it's not like you're putting the two together right. and saying, is this really Dice? Is this Dice? But it was Andrew Dice Clay, and I thought that was cool. But that was one of the fun moments I've had. I've had some DMs that, you know, have been pretty cool too, but when Dice called, I think Adam Hunter actually had to verify that it was Dice's phone number. I'm like, do you have Dice's phone number? He's like, I don't know if he had it or he got it. And then he texts, he's like, is this the number? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, dude, it really was Dice. And he called me that was years ago. So back then I wouldn't have 100% expected it. Today I would know that like someone, you know, could have easily given them the number or DM me or whatever. Right. But when it was like 12 years ago, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like to just save people on my phone as famous people. Like my mom calls me all the time.
Yeah.
So she's saved as Beyonce. Beyonce's picture comes up when she calls. So people around me think like Beyonce's calling me. My you know, whoever I'm dating at the time or whatever is always Ryan Gosling. So I can like Ryan Gosling calls him like, hey boo, how you doing?
So you know? My daughter's name is Brianna and I her nickname is Beyonce.
Okay.
So yes, because she's a 12-year-old superstar. Yes, she's a 12-year-old queen.
Queen bee.
That's for sure. And I say she was 11-teen, but she just 11-teen. Turned she just turned 12 now. So it's hard to, you know, I don't know.
12-teen?
Yeah, it's 12-teen. It's not as good. 11-teen is good. 11-teen is good.
I live next to this young Armenian couple. They have a young baby. And they don't know my name, so the baby now calls me Uncle 11 because I live in apartment 11.
That's pretty cool.
That's funny. Uncle 11.
I love those nicknames. I was Grapefruit Lady for a while.
Why? Were you selling grapefruits or were they talking about something else?
No,
I mean, I don't know. Maybe
it's only on the beach.
Was something else they were talking about?
So I like
don't
grapefruit.
Go right there immediately, Richie. It's not funny.
I wanted to go to I wanted grapefruit at the grocery store, so I went there like day after day and they were always out of grapefruit. And they always, I guess they knew I was the one who was always like, where's the grapefruit? When are you getting grapefruit? Like,
right.
And I was walking in one day just getting milk. Didn't even think about the grapefruit. This guy comes running from the Publix and he's like, hey, grapefruit lady, we got your grapefruit. I'm like, hell yeah, fill it up. And we're just like, grapefruit.
My taco guy knows me as gringo, no queso, no sour cream.
Yeah. And my sushi guy is like, no sesame, no green onion.
Yeah.
No onion, no sesame. Every time I order.
Yeah. There's this sugarless, dairy-free ice cream place I go to,
mm-hmm.
and the
sugar-free, dairy-free.
Not delicious at all.
What do they give you? Cardboard?
I ask. I go, what's this? What's in this? He goes, water. Every time, and I go, hey, it can't just be water. It tastes like chocolate chips. It tastes like peanut butter. It tastes like whatever you're getting. And at the end of any time I get it, he goes, "See you tomorrow." And I'm like, son of a bitch. Because he knows. He'll probably see me tomorrow.
Really?
It's so sugarless and dairy-free.
And what is it like?
It's
soft serve or hard?
It's soft serve. I don't think you can make that hard.
I don't know.
I ask him, it's ice. He says it's water every time. And I go, how is it possibly just water?
It's sugar-free, dairy-free.
Have you guys heard of...
Yeah, that's a soft serve. They do have that option. You could get it on the soft serve. I have...
You've looked into it?
Yeah. Yeah, because they have it at like... on the cruise ship, actually.
Okay.
I saw it a couple years ago.
So many allergic people.
Yeah, literally,
I was just saying, my grandma took me on a cruise one time, and I'm pretty sure it was just to serve her and her friends soft serve
the whole time.
Because they could sit by the pool.
My kids definitely go nuts on the soft serve when they're on the ship.
Talking about ice cream, have you guys heard of Halo Top?
I have.
Of it.
Yes.
So, okay, they make a dairy-free one.
What the heck? You seriously have ice cream?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's empty. It's got my cards in it. But that's what I keep my cards in. That's what I keep my cards in. Because
unbelievable.
Here's the thing. Halo Top.
Anything else? Hey, we're talking about lingerie.
No,
this conversation is now lingerie.
Can you pull
out something, Richie? I want to see yours, please.
Would you think the 320 is per calorie, like, or per serving, or just...
It's the whole thing!
It's the whole thing. Like, when I found out I could eat as much ice cream as I
wanted...
But it's
got sugar, right?
It's got some sugar, but it's got a lot of good stuff in it, you know? And, like, when I found out I could eat as much ice cream as I wanted without getting fat, it changed my life. It's, like, all I ever do now, all I ever think about all day, I ever eat ice cream.
It's crazy because I get fat without ice cream.
It's like when I found out I couldn't get pregnant from
Are you getting paid for this commercial right now?
I feel like it's a...
Really?
And if you buy now from Christina's Facebook page, you get a discount.
Right?
20% off Halo Top ice cream.
Yeah. Halo Top, the best thing since anal. So,
that's amazing.
Since anal.
Yeah. And you know, the directions on the back, actually, just like anal. Directions on the back.
It's actually the first time we've promoted that type of product on the show.
I think it's more anal lube than
anal
ice cream.
It says all around. Right here, is this guy trying to get in? We'll let him in. Look at this. Are you going in? Go ahead.
It says, "I need time to soften up. Just give me a couple of minutes on the counter before you dig in."
What's going on here?
The best things take time.
I don't know. I like a lot of things that are
delicious.
Very quick.
Yeah.
Very quick.
Yeah. So
instant gratification.
We're going to be tomorrow night, Saturday.
Yeah.
Yes.
10:30 at Off the Hook Comedy. You get tickets offthehookcomedy.com. How about if they use promo code RL19? The first 10 people, well, I'll give them free tickets.
Because it's 2019.
Because it's 2019, and that's Richie! Anyway, guys, this is the second episode, part two of the day, the Captain's Log.
Wow.
And we're out.
Who'd you have earlier?
I had Cindy Kaza.
Yeah, but she...
Psychic medium. Amazing.
Did she know we were coming?
Psychic medium?
You know what? She knew ahead of time that you guys were coming.
Yeah. She
obviously was not playing with that.
Did she know anything about you?
She knew literally. Okay, so she didn't interview. She didn't read me this time. But the last time she was on the show, before I left the house that night, I said, "I hope that she brings back my grandfather to somebody just me and this person at dinner."
And that happened.
The first thing she said, "I'm getting like a guy like Charles, Charlie." Does that ring a bell? It's my freaking grandfather.
Wow.
She knew. I mean, there was no way. First of all, he passed when I was 16.
Wow.
It's not like I've posted before social media, I've never even posted.
Did she know anything?
She knew like some real stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
Is that Jewish for stuff?
But that day, yes. That day, not only did she do that to me, she did that to Jeff Zito, who lost the better part of his show. I tease him. Bob Garrett, who was his best friend, at the studio, she brung him back, and again, she would have never known. This was before I even knew Cindy, and she even came to Southwest Florida.
Wow.
And then she did the same thing.
So you're a believer, though.
Dude, I'm hooked. I mean, it's no joke.
Were you a believer before?
I was skeptic.
Yeah.
I'll have to admit. But I wasn't skeptic before she did that to me because she's been at the club like 10 times. She sells out every show. And people cry.
Right.
People like bust into joy.
Yeah.
Like, dude, they are like, she knows birth dates, last name. I mean, not last names, first names, birth date, the day that they were born.
Right.
My ex and I went and saw, we were at a party, and this, it's another comedian that also does psychic readings. Mm-hmm. And she told my girlfriend, she was like, you're going to be going back to something. You're going to go back to something. And then, like, 3 months later, she left me and went back home.
Wow. Do you want to know what's crazy?
That's crazy.
She also said she knew about my vodka because that was obvious. She knew about the vodka and the rum. She said, I think you're going to come across somebody who is going to help you, maybe do some marketing. Yeah. It's like a female lady. And you know, it was so weird. When I woke up that morning at, like, 4:45, I looked and one of my Instagram friends is a really good publicist in LA. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I said to myself, you know what? Let me reach out. I took a screenshot and I said, I'm going to reach out to her and see if she wants to do something with my product. And that's what she says.
Wow.
She's like, you're going to find maybe a female lady. And again, just I was in bed. I took a screenshot thinking that myself, I thought to myself. That's how crazy
it was.
That's
really cool.
And then she happens to, out of clear blue, you have a female lady. Maybe she's going to do some kind of promotion with you. Mm-hmm. You should really work with her. I'm thinking, what? Yeah. How do you even know that?
I've always been a skeptic. And then
I tried to end the show 10 minutes ago.
Oh, well, we're talking.
I'm just kidding. We're not really ending, but we are getting close.
We're getting close. No, I was thinking, you know, they would know what to say, maybe read my mind, whatever, whatever. So I had this one medium tell me something's going to happen at your work with the lights, right?
Yeah.
Next day, not kidding, I used to be a weather lady. The lights at the green wall, nowhere else, flashed.
Bam.
Like strobe lights, they wouldn't stop. Engineers came in, no one get to stop. We couldn't do weather that day at the wall. We had to do it at the desk, the news anchor desk.
Wow.
When I left the building, engineers call me. I'm freaked out. As soon as you walked out the door, the lights started working.
Oh, my God.
Because I told him about the medium.
Carl Remy, one of my favorite jokes, did you ever hear him say that joke? He says, I met a medium last night. He said, and I took her home, and I made love to her because first he says, I told this girl I was a comedian. And she said, oh, you're a medium. And he says, well, that, and then I took her home and made love to her because her dead grandmother told me to. It's so funny, right? He's like, yeah, absolutely. I am a medium, and your grandmother said it. Let's do it. So anyway, guys, this is the Captain's Log. We're out.
Yeah.
Tune in. We're going to be back on Monday. I might be back tomorrow. I'm going to be live at Burn tomorrow in the Mercado because I'm going to be having a tasting with Captain Brian's. We're going to give away free vodka and free rum drinks at Burn tomorrow from 8 to 10. And I will have with me the former Miss International, Kelsey Kraft.
Wow.
She's going to be with me. We'll go live tomorrow night, but that's just for a little bit. But the full episode will be live Monday. We'll be back. Be good, guys. Thanks for watching.